Today's presenters is Rahi Singh, Ati Burdu, Suri Kumar. Ati joined the Western Partner Gateway, US L2 team, in November 2006. She brought experience from AIX and LAN, server, technical support, and AIX, IBM director, and storage area network testing. Rahit has extensive experience in application development with a focus in Java, J2EE, and middleware technology. He has been working with the development teams of Webshare Data Interchange and Webshare Partner Gateway since 2007. Sarai joined the Webshare Partner Gateway Level 3 support team in September 2004. As a technical lead, he brought WPG development expertise from previous release to the L3 team. He's a Sun certified and Java programmer. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Rahi, Ati, and Sarah.
Good day, everybody. This is Ati Boudreau. This presentation provides further details of selected defects on Westphalia Partner Gateway 6.0, 6.7. On slide number 2, the presentation agenda will cover what you need to know before you apply WPG 6, 6.7. There are two parts of the presentation. First, we will touch on the general information for all WPG 6 packs. And next, we will discuss a selected list of APARs. Those APARs are conceptually more complex, and we hope the discussion can help your understanding of 6.7. This is the first time that we have technical exchange after the release of a WPG 6 pack. And your feedback is very much appreciated to let us know whether you are interested in seeing more of this type of technical exchange. At the end of the presentation, there's a survey opportunity to give us feedback. First, we will talk about the general information for all WPG 6 packs. On slide number 4, there are three parts of the general information. Where to download the 6 pack, where is the README, and what is included in the README. We will start with where to download the 6 pack. From Internet Search Engine, enter IBM support. Choose Westphalia and any WPG product under the next selection. The very next slide, you will see a screenshot. This page gives you a visual presentation of WPG support page. You can see from the pointed arrow, you have the download option. On slide number 6, once the 6 pack is downloaded, you will have the README file. Inside the README file, you will find abstracts of the defects fixed in the 6 pack, required WASP and JDK versions, known problems and workaround, installation instruction, uninstalling instruction, and possibly some other 6 pack specific information. This concludes our presentation on general information for all WPG 6 packs. Next, we will discuss a selected list of defects from 6 pack 7. We are providing further details of those APARs because they are conceptually more complex. Now let's move to slide 7. And slide number 8, please. 12 APOS will be included in this discussion? On slide number 9, for each APOS, we will have 4 parts of information. Symptoms, cause or steps for recreation, for whom this fix is required, and the description of the fix. We will start with APOS JR28791. The symptom of this problem is FTP scripting gateway having similar configuration, server IP, username, password, but having different user option values. And those user option values were ignored, and the documents were delivered to run gateway. The reason why this was happening is because FTP scripting gateway can make use of variables in the script files for navigation, such as the cd command that we put on this slide. The values to those variables are given through the user options defined in the gateway configuration. When the problem was happening is when the user options were not handled properly. And as a result, the document used to get delivered to incorrect folders. This fix is important for customers who use FTP scripting gateway. What we have done to correct this problem is we correct the handling of user options to make sure the navigation commands provided in the script files, which make use of those variables, are executed correctly. Next, we'll discuss APOS JR28230 on slide number 10. This was problem with no files with .txt extensions are copied back during restore procedure. When WPG runs archiver to copy the message store files to some location, archiver copies the data to that location and write the names of the file in db output file .txt. And later when WPG runs restore, the restore utility reads the name of the files from db output file .txt and restore the files on message store again. Somehow archiving in db output file .txt was not saving the names of txt files. That is why txt files were not getting restored. This fix is important for all customers performing archive restore procedure. We have modified WPG code to write txt files names as well in the db output file. Now I'm going to turn the presentation to Rahi. He will present the details of the next 5 APOS fixes to you.
Hello everybody, this is Rohit from WPG Level 3 team. I am on slide number 11. We will discuss APOS JR26910. The symptom of this APOS is that when one of our customers used to send a 8 MB binary file over AS2, he would intermittently see insufficient message security errors. Then they would resend the document and it will process successfully. In the logs, we saw that the customer is receiving the inbound encrypted AS2 8 meg document and WPG fails with the exception given inside this slide. To recreate this problem, we had to route an 8 MB inbound document over AS2, one after the previous one is processed. After you have routed a few documents, you will start getting out of memory exception and documents will start failing. Now, even if you route 7 MB document, then those will also fail with the same out of memory exception. This fix is needed for all customers who route AS2 documents. Description of the fix. After the each 8 MB document, memory leaks used to happen. If we keep routing 8 MB documents and this leak gets accumulated, once the memory used by WPG and the leak becomes more than the heap size allocated to router, then we get out of memory exception. On analysis of the heap dump, we found that there were many objects of few classes that were not becoming eligible for garbage collection. We fixed this problem by referencing those objects. Next, I'll discuss APAR JR27506 on slide number 12. This APAR is actually a new feature that is provided. When we use date and time function to map values into a transformed EDI or XML or ROD, or in enveloping an EDI transaction, then this value of time used to be in GMT. This was causing the problem when a customer in US gets a purchase order from their trading partner who is also in US, but the purchase order generation time is in GMT. This APAR provides customers a way to specify time zone for the date or time functions used in enveloping and transformation. Steps for recreation. Route a document with transformation or enveloping configured. If in the transformation map, the date and time function are being used to compute a value of an element in the output document, then in the output document, the date and time-based element will have the GMT time. If the transformed document is EDI and it is being enveloped, then the date and time-dependent fields in the envelope will be in GMT. This fix is required for customers who use date and time functions in their transformation map or create an envelope of EDI transactions, and they have a requirement to specify which time zone to be used during transformation or enveloping. Now I'll move on to slide number 13. Description of fix. When a document is being transformed or enveloped, the date function of Java is used to calculate the value of certain fields in envelope and also in the mapping commands. Here we check if the user has specified any value of time zone in the properties file and set this as the time zone for transformation and enveloping. Now I'll show you how to configure use this feature. To specify the time zone or CPU time, you need to do the following steps. Go to the install path /bcghub/router/lib/config directory. Open the edi-params.properties file and add a new property named time zone and set the zone ID. The accepted values of zone ID are, for example, time zone is equal to Europe/Rome. Zone ID can be specified in the format GMT plus HHMM, where HH can take values from 00 to 23 hours, and MM can take values from 00 to 59 minutes. GMT is GMT time, and the value HHMM specifies the difference in the CPU time and the GMT. In case you want to specify CPU time, which is different than GMT. For example, you can set time zone is equal to GMT plus 0530, which means now the time zone used is 5 hours 30 minutes ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. Note, if the value specified for zone ID is not acceptable, then the time used will be GMT. After making these changes, restart Doc Manager. Now I'm moving on to slide number 14. We are going to discuss APAR JR27941. The symptom of mentioned this APAR is that the customer used to see class cast exception whenever there is a failed document to be delivered in FTP scripting gateway and the customer has restarted the router. To recreate this problem, you'll need to route a document when the gateway is FTP scripting gateway and it is offline. The document will fail delivery. The document will lie in gateway's .fail folder. Restart receiver and router. You'll get class cast exception, which you can see in the logs. This fix is required for customers who use FTP scripting gateway. Description of fix. There are two threads which poll gateway folders to check if there are documents that needs to be delivered. One thread runs only at the time of restart of router and the other thread keeps on polling gateway folders after the router has started. The thread which runs just after the restart is not supposed to pick documents from FTP scripting gateway. It used to pick the document and while instantiating a sender, it got a sender different from what was expected. Hence, the class cast exception. We've modified this thread so as not to pick the documents from gateway of type FTP scripting gateway. I'll move to slide number 15. We are going to discuss JR28442. The symptom in this APAR is that the customer used to see wrong interpretation of status code 8 in UCI04 element of an inbound ADI fact control functional acknowledgement. The scenario is that the customer A sends a document to customer B. As customer B, we validated the document sent by A and create a function acknowledgement which has the status of the document sent by A. This document functional acknowledgement is sent back to customer A. At customer A's end, functional acknowledgement is processed to find the status of sent document. This functional acknowledgement has the element UCI04 in case of EDI fact control message and it carries the status of transmitted transaction. In this APAR we found that UCI04 had value 8 which means accepted but WPG was reporting as a rejected transaction. When this FA was received by WPG at customer's end, it fails and reports that the transaction with the reject status code has been received. Now this has been changed so that UCI04 having value 8 is treated as a accept status code. This fix is required for customers who process a returned functional acknowledgement document. Description of fix. Whenever a control functional acknowledgement arrives, we extract the value of UCI04 element from it and look up for the status corresponding to that value. Previously, the value 8 was not part of accept status codes set. Now the value 8 has been added to the values that are treated as success. Now I'll move on to slide number 16. We are going to discuss JR27619. The symptom of this APAR is that upon database restart, WPG fails to process few documents while the database was unavailable. This was causing failure of documents which were received by WPG while database was down. Steps for recreation. Route at least 100 documents to WPG. The number of documents should be such that WPG takes at least 4 to 5 minutes to process all of them completely. While document manager is processing the documents, stop the database. Make sure that there are some files in the router in and sync in folders while the database is stopped. After 2-3 minutes, start the database. After the start of database, WPG must be able to process all the documents successfully. All the 100 documents must be marked successful in the console. Previously, many documents used to fail. This fix is required for all customers. Description of fix. The release and creation of logs were not handled properly when the DB used to go down. This has been changed and handled in a better way. Now I'll hand over the presentation to Suraj Kumar.
Hello, good morning everybody. My name is Suraj Kumar and I will take you through the rest of the slides for this session. We are on slide 17. This describes the APAR JR28342. In WPG production deployments, the receiver components are normally deployed within the enterprise firewall and are accessible to the trading partners through the proxies. This APAR reported the problem that for inbound transactions which are received through a series of reverse proxies, router might generate certain DB exceptions while invoking a particular DB stored procedure. A sample exception is shown in the slide. Cause of this exception: partner gateway extracts the information about the originating host from the header X forwarded for. The normal format of this header is as indicated in the slide. The header can contain a series of IP addresses, with the first IP address being the origin of the request. Earlier, the entire header data was stored into the DB, and if the IP information was longer than that allowed by the database table, such DB exceptions were thrown. This fix is required by all the WPG users who use reverse proxies in front of the WPG receiver component. As part of the fix, the first IP from the header X forwarded for is extracted and set as the originating host. The originating host information is used if the source IP validation attribute is set in the gateway. I'm now on slide 18. This describes about the APAR JR26907. The problem symptom of this APAR is that the AS2 business level retry sets in even when the original AS2 request document has not been attempted for delivery to the trading partner. This leads to duplicate delivery of the same request documents to the trading partners. The AS2 business level retry should ideally happen only when the MDM is not received within the time technology period. The cause of this problem: in an AS2 flow, the timer to keep track of the AS2 business level retry starts as soon as the workflow processing for the request document is done. In cases where the document transaction load is high, it might so happen that due to the delay in document delivery, the business level retry might set in prematurely. The fix is needed by all the clients performing AS to business transactions. As part of the solution to address this issue, the timer to track the business level AS retry has been moved to the delivery manager. So now the timer will start only after the delivery manager completes all the attempts to deliver the original AS2 request document. And now on slide 19, this describes the APAR JR26693. WPG allows certain security options to be set on any inbound or outbound transactions which are validated while processing the transaction. This APAR reported a problem wherein when a WPG expects a signed AS2 request but receives an unsigned document, an error is generated indicating insufficient security. A negative MDN is sent to the trading partner notifying about the insufficient security on the request document. However, the AS2 request document was still delivered to the backend. Cause of the problem? In spite of raising an error due to lack of sufficient security on the incoming AS2 request transaction, WPG passes the document to the backend. The fix is needed by all the customers performing secured AS2 transactions. As part of the fix, WPG now fails the AS2 request document with insufficient message security error, and as a result, the document is not delivered to the backend. And now on slide 20. This describes the APAR JR27771. In an enterprise which sends out AS2 documents to its trading partners, the request document normally tends to originate from a backend application. This APAR reported a problem wherein, under certain cases, in a backend integration to AS2 channel, the AS2 state engine repetitively attempts to generate an MDN for the inbound AS2 transactions. In an AS2 channel with the source side as a backend integration, the value provided in the backend header, X of process instance ID, is set as the message ID of the outgoing AS2 transaction. This is one of the headers which could be provided in case of a backend integration, wherein the document originates from a backend application. Now, if a blank value is specified for this header, consequently, the message ID of the outbound AS2 document also used to be set to a blank value. The AS state engine, while attempting to generate MDN for such AS messages, encountered errors which led to repetitive attempts for MDN generation for the AS2 messages with blank message ID. This APAR fix would be needed by clients who use backend application to generate data for outbound AS2 transactions. As part of the fix, in cases where the XOps process instance ID header is blank, WPG would now generate a unique ID for the outgoing AS message. This ensures that the AS state engine gets messages with valid AS message ID. We now go on to slide 21. This talks about APAR JR26399. The workflow events which get generated as part of a document processing in WPG can be delivered to an external JMS queue. These events are then known as the CBE events, the common base events. These can be used to develop an enterprise monitoring system for the documents which get processed in WPG. This APAR reported a problem that WPG cannot deliver the common base events to JMS queues residing on MQ servers where the security authentication was enabled. If the CB events were attempted to be delivered to such secure MQ servers, it would encounter MQ JMS authentication errors. In an earlier fix pack of WPG, JMS security functionality was introduced for the JMS gateways and the targets, but was not enabled for the external event delivery of these CBE events. Customers who have built their transaction monitoring systems based on the CBE events would need this fix. As part of the fix in Fix Pack 7, WPG has enabled the global security to provide JMS security support for the external delivery of these events. This involved providing a set of user ID password details on the external event delivery configuration page on the Partner Gateway console. So in summary, this presentation has guided you through general information about the WPG fix packs. It mentioned where to download the fix packs on the IBM support page and how to use the README content for installation of any fix pack. We then went on to discuss 12 key fixes from WPG 600 FP7 to enhance your understanding of the APAR details. We hope the presentation improves your application and the usage of Fix Pack 7. Slide 23, we have listed many useful links for the resources in the WASP family. We're now open to questions now.
Thank you, Rahi, Achi, and Sharaf for a great presentation. At this time, we'll conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the Web Service Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be on the site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today. Thank you, Rahi, Achi, and Sarah for presenting today.